We are brothers. And he bought this little plane here. What was it, about 2 or 3 months ago? Here again?
Yeah.
He bought this plane about 2 or 3 months ago.
Yeah, I've got a friend of mine who flies a plane. You really have to go through a lot to get your license.
Yeah.
A lot of training.
He had this plane now. He overhauled this plane. And so he been wanting me to ride it out to him new. He got his daddy in there one time.
Once
the wife grew up, I think she was on the
boat. Here comes again.
Yeah.
Let
him out. Probably
having a good time.
His mother lives right down there, about a half mile.
Is that right?
Yeah, he'll fly down there now and circle around over her. She said one time, the other boy, he hunts a whole lot, and he said, anyhow, he gets on the rivers, you know, the older boy in there. And she said one day, so, well, I got one in the water and one in the air. That's the car. She's worried about both of them. One in the water and one in the air.
I don't
know how to paint. I tell you, I do lots of fish myself. Have been.
Is that right?
But anyhow, why, I don't want no airplane ride. When I ride one, why, I'll have to.
Well, I tell you, these big commercial planes, you know, the jet airliners.
Yeah.
Those are really very safe things.
Yeah, I know.
It's much safer than riding an automobile.
They tell me they are addicted, but I don't think so.
I tell you now, there are so many wrecks now, every day, I don't know which is the safest.
The thing about that is, if when you have a wreck on one of those big planes, it's usually due to some kind of human error. It's usually not the plane's fault.
I know.
Because those things are just about mechanically
perfect. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you were talking to me about hay and haystacks. Have you ever heard of a place outside, maybe some shelter that you can keep hay under? Other than just keeping it in the loft, might have, you know, some posts and a tin roof or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, that is really cool. We used stack hay in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really a hay shed. What we always call it. We didn't even have one, but I know people that stack them in. You know, just to put it's open on the side.
Yeah.
And it's got posts, and stack that hay in there. I tell you, the one that I've seen always had a poles. Put poles on there to stack the hay on off the ground,
mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Bale hay.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what. That let the air get under there and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Right, the moisture wouldn't come, you know.
Right.
So much rain, you know, you take a bale of hay, if the rain blows on it, you know, like, you know, when it's with the rain right on down on it.
Yeah, it looks like fun. You don't go up, that looks like fun.
I know it is. I don't think so. He thinks it is. He got his wife. He hauled her around. He got tricky little babies.
Mm.
Right, so that sucker see the shatter of it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,